Theme for this year, from 2022 to 2023, is look to Jesus and live. Look to Jesus and live. And as you see on your handout, you see the man with the megaphone trying to get this man's attention that's under attack. He's under attack, and he's trying to tell him a simple instruction to do what? Look to Jesus and live. You see all these different snakes are biting him, and those snakes represent sin and the habits that sin brings into our life. And if we don't look to Jesus, we're not going to live. These things will, that poison will have its way in our system. It'll have its way and bring us death. It'll bring us death. So but we need to look to Jesus to overcome all of these attacks of sin. If you don't have no Jesus, you're not going to be able to overcome it. You're the only one that can help you with this stuff is Jesus. You cannot make it by yourself. I think I was listening to someone made a comment about that, said there were some things you got to get out of by yourself. Well, this is one thing you can't get out of by yourself. You cannot get out of sin by yourself. The only one that can get you out of sin is Jesus. The only one that can get you out of sin is Jesus. They have all kind of programs to help people with alcohol, drugs, marriage, and all of that other kind of stuff. But those programs can't deliver you from sin. When you look at all of those things, you see the core issue of all of it. Why did you go to alcohol? Why did you go to drugs? Why did your marriage mess up? It was all because of what? Sin. Some kind of way sin got in there. And when sin gets in there, it brings what? Death. It brings death, right? So that's why this theme for this year is so important. As the text scripture says in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, he has all authority or all power. Now, if you look down at the bottom, sometimes I think we need to ask ourselves look at this scripture and look at the what it is saying to us concerning sin. Ezekiel chapter number 18, verses number 21 and then 31 through 32. It says, but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed and keep all my statutes. Now, you see that I want you to pay attention to that part right there. You see in verse, the beginning of the verse, it says there is something that you can do. You can turn from what? All your sins. And it's not talking about things that you're planning to do. It's talking about the things that you've already done. Turn from that stuff so that your future can be different. Turn from that stuff. And then in the next verse, next part of that verse, it says, and keep all my statutes. Now, you can't do the next part of that without Jesus. You can try. But you're going to find yourself coming up short. That was the problem with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They kept thinking that all of their behaviors was going to be their ticket into eternal life. And Jesus told them specifically, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you can in no wise enter into eternal life. You can't get in. You can't get into the kingdom of God. You cannot go back with Jesus. Well, how in the world if a person is focusing on, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. Well, if you're not in the right position, I don't care what you're doing. I think I was talking to a brother about that this morning. I don't care what you're doing and what you're trying to adhere to. If you're not in the right position, the devil doesn't care about you doing this and doing that. Just don't get your soul right. Because he knows all of that good stuff that you've been doing is going to follow you right into hell. Because the wage of sin is what? And the devil just doesn't want you and I to get rid of sin. He knows if we get rid of sin, then we can position ourselves to do Jesus' word and do Jesus' word to get results. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, I believe in verse number 58. It says, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, where? That's position. That's your position. The only time your labor is not in vain is when it's in the Lord. When you're trying to do right outside of Jesus, it doesn't profit you nothing. Scripture says that all of our righteousness, all of it, all of our good works, all of our good deeds are like a filthy rag, because we haven't taken care of the what? The sinful nature. We've got to take care of the sinful nature, the way that we are born in. And the only way you can do that, remember what the scripture from the text says, you've got to look unto Jesus. He is the author, meaning he's the beginning of it. He is the only one that can start faith unto salvation. And yeah, you exercise faith all the time. When you come outside your door, you're exercising faith. When you step out of your bed, you're exercising faith. What are you talking about, Elder Scudder? You expecting that ground to be there and to hold your body up. You're expecting that you're going to open up the door and not get killed by a stray bullet or a car, right? You're exercising faith. You get on that train. You get in that car. All of you got in the van this morning thinking that you were going to get to church safely. Well, what did you do? You exercised faith. You didn't know whether I was going to pass out. You didn't know whether them brakes were going to work, right? You just assumed everything was going to work like it was supposed to. That is faith. Faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. The evidence of what? You aren't up under the engine. You weren't up under the hood. You don't know what is stopping that car. You don't know anything about it, but you're trusting. You're relying that the thing that is supposed to stop is going to work. That the person that you are depending on to get you from point A to point B is going to get you there safely. The minute you think that they're not going to get you there safely, you get out. Right? You say, oh, no, pull over to the side of the road. I'll walk. Because you're not going, I can't depend on you. Because you look like you're kind of shaky. Right? That's the truth. That's the truth. But when you stay in there and you get to where you're going, you have to ask yourself, how did I get from point A to point B? Just that simple. How did I get from my house to this church this morning? I exercised faith, right? Faith is the substance of things what? See, you hope to get from your house to this church without any hurt, harm, or danger, safely. You exercise what? Faith. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? You didn't know what you were going to confront. You didn't know what was around that corner. No, you didn't. You can't see around the corner. You don't know what is around there. Just like if you leave out of the sanctuary and go to the restroom, you don't know what's around that corner. Amen. You don't know who's waiting up in the closet, up in some dark hole back there. Because you can't what? You can't see it. Right? You get out in your car and you go to your cars this afternoon to go home. You don't know who's been fooling in your engine while you're in here. You don't. Somebody could be in there pulling all the wires apart. And you're in here praising the Lord. Somebody could just take your whole car, all apart, and then unloosen your lug nuts. And here you are riding down the street thinking you're going to get there, and your wheels fall off, or your car don't stop. But you get in there because you're exercising faith, right? I don't want you to make faith complicated, because you're using it all the time, right? When you drank that water, when you ate that food this morning, you were exercising what? Faith. You weren't looking for that water to choke you. You weren't looking for that food to get stuck in your throat. But you believed it was going to do what you anticipated it to do. Right? That's faith. Now all you need to do is stop having faith in this stuff and put your trust in Jesus. Put your trust and rely and depend on Jesus. Just like you rely and depend on that car. Just like you rely and depend on your feet and your body, put your trust in Jesus. Yes. Realize Jesus, when you're looking at faith unto salvation, yes. He is the author and he's the finisher of it, right? He said, you got to look unto Jesus. He's the what? The author and the finisher of your faith. Well, how can I start looking unto Jesus? That's what Ezekiel steps in and saying. He says, but the wicked has got to do what? Turn from all the sins that he have committed. That's how you can start looking at Jesus. You got to stop looking at sin. You got to see what sin is doing to you. Sin is ruining your life. Sin is causing you to waste time and waste energy. Sin is a bad investment, right? You can put all of your resources in sin, and it is not going to pay out the way you think it is, right? The return is not going to be what you're looking for. Why? Because the wage of sin is death. And the scripture says death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And when you're in that lake of fire, you're going to be in there burning both day and night forever and ever, right? That was one of you all's challenge questions. How long are you going to be in hell? See, the devil will make you think, I don't know. Yes, you do know, because the scriptures clearly tell you how long you are going to be in hell. You're going to be in there forever and ever. How long will I be burning? Day and night, right? Will I burn up? No, your worm will not die. You will be in torments day and night forever and ever. Who else is going to be there? The beast, the false prophet, everyone whose name is not found written in the Lamb's book of life. In other words, so that means before you get to judgment, you need to be where you're supposed to be at. That means when Jesus gets ready to call you into judgment, remember, go over to Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 28. And someone will go over to the book of Job. I didn't intend to go there, but it'll be good for us to understand this. Job chapter number 14. Sometimes you hear it at funerals. But I think it'll be good for us to understand this, why it's so important to look to Jesus and stop paying attention to this stuff that is going on in the earth. Stuff will waste your time and it'll waste your energy. Sometimes I think that television was the worst invention. And them cell phones too. Because they cause you to waste so much time. People will play them video games for hours. Sun will go up and the sun will go down. People will watch movies for hours. We are an entertainment driven society. That's all we are. We don't think we're doing anything unless we're being entertained. If nobody is entertaining us, we don't want to be bothered with it. Come for even books. People don't even want to take up a book and read it unless it's going to do what? Entertain them. They want to read books that are a bunch of filth, a bunch of garbage, a bunch of nastiness. And then they want to talk about the nastiness and the filth. And then they want to go from talking about it to experiencing the nastiness and the filth, right? We are an entertainment-driven society. Nobody is telling you to think about your soul or the real you or what is going to happen to me once I stop breathing. Where am I going to go once I stop breathing? What happens to me once I stop breathing on this side of earth? Huh? That's the truth. Once I'm in this body, what happens to me once I get out of this body? You go to a funeral, everybody goes back with Jesus. But yet the scripture says hell is enlarging herself. She is opening up her mouth without measure. Who is going to hell? The mean man, the mighty man, everyone that forgets Jesus, right? That's the truth. That's who's going to hell. Come on, rest. What did I say? Hebrews 9 and 28. Christ was once offered. That's right. That's why this is why you look to Jesus. Because what did Jesus do for you? He was supposed to bear your sin. In other words, you don't have to carry sin into judgment. You can get sin removed off of you and let Jesus bear your sin. When he bear, you say, well, how is he going to bear my sin? He did that on the cross. Why do you think he died on that cross? He got up on that cross to bear the sins of the world. That's what John said when he saw Jesus coming. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That's why the devil doesn't want you to get up under the blood of Jesus. That's what we're talking about in the Bible class. The benefits of getting up under the blood of Jesus
And once you're up under the blood, doing the things that you know Jesus tells you to do so that you won't become disinherited, right? So that you won't lose your position. It's the truth. If you don't concern yourself with where you are and what you are doing, you're going to lose your position. Scripture said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, position, performance, but after the Lord's Spirit. Huh? In other words, you need to have the Holy Ghost inside of you. And the Holy Ghost has to be working. It has to be functioning. Working how? It's got to lead you and guide you into what? All truth. Not your way. Not the way you think. You got to understand the Lord's thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. Just like the heavens are high above the earth, so are the Lord's thoughts to your thoughts, right? That's the truth. I got to discipline my mind to think like that. I got to accept that reality. The way that Jesus does things is going to be different from me. And I've got to be okay with it. Huh? I got to be okay saying, Jesus, I want you to do it the way you say for it to be done. Not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. Even if it means I have to lose this stuff. Jesus, let me lose it so that I can gain eternal life, right? I don't want my soul to be lost because of stuff. That's what the scripture is talking about. What is a man willing to give in exchange for his soul, right? What profit is it if you gain this world and then lose your own soul? Huh? That means I got to have a focus. And that focus has got to be my soul. Huh? I got to let everything that I be, that I do every day, everything that I think about every day, it's got to be focused on my soul. Is this going to benefit my soul? Huh? Oh, it may benefit your flesh, but is it going to benefit my soul? What is this fleshly appetite that I'm trying to satisfy? How is it going to impact my soul? Huh? Come on, you got to think like that. That flesh, it may be happy to the flesh, but what is it going to do for my soul? Huh? Come on, and the writer told you, what profit is it if you gain this whole world and then what? Lose. Huh? I guarantee you everyone that's in hell right now would give up everything that they forsook Jesus for if they could just get out of hell. But once you're there, you can't get back, right? There are no do-overs. There are no, Lord, I made a mistake. Let me go back and fix it. Jesus said, I gave you time. Gave you space and time to fix the errors of your ways. Just like I gave Jezebel time to repent. I gave every human being on the earth, I give you space and time to get your soul right. You ask yourself, how old are you? Huh? You know, you may not want to say it, but you have old you are. Elder Scott is 46. I'm 46. You ain't 49 yet. You're 48. You'll be 40. You'll be 49. She's 40. She's trying to dress you. But the truth is, you know, however many years you've been on the earth, 46 years. And that's a long time. You say, Elder Scott, that ain't no long. Yeah, it is. That means I've hitting 365 days 46 times. Now, however old you are, that's what you've done. You've hit 365 days that many times. Now, you say, well, what did the Lord, why did the Lord give you all of that time? Huh? Oh, he gave you all that time for one purpose. And it's to get your soul right. That's it. Huh? Not to see what you're going to achieve in life in terms of education. Not to see where you're going to lay your head at every night. Not to see what you're going to drive around in the streets with. Huh? He gave you all of that time to get your soul right. Huh? Why? Because man dies. Huh? And his body wastes away. Man gives up the ghost. And where is he? Huh? Education ain't going to get you there. Your address is not going to get you there. Your family is not going to get you there. The only one that can get you there is the one that can bear your sin. Huh? Only one that can get you ready for a righteous judgment is somebody that can bear your sin. Somebody that can remove the thing that's going to cause you to be guilty. Huh? Don't you know sin causes you to be guilty? only one that can remove the guilt of sin away from the soul is Jesus, right? That's why the devil fights you so hard. He doesn't want you to see Jesus can free you. Huh? He don't want you to look to Jesus. He don't want you to look to Jesus and really start something significant in your life. But he wants you to be a loser. Huh? The devil wants you and I to die a loser. He doesn't want you to get the opportunity that he lost, right? To be at peace with God. See, Satan was at peace with God. But he lost that liberty. He lost that right. Huh? Because he got full of himself. Huh? And that's your problem. That's how you backslide. Because you start to get full of yourself. Huh? Your self gets swollen. Huh? That self is like that inside of you is like a volcano. And if you don't let the Lord cool that thing down, that stuff will bubble up inside of you. And I'm trying to tell you, what is it? It's self. It is nothing but self. Self is destructive. And the only one that can bring self under control is Jesus. Who can teach you to bring self down? Nobody but Jesus. Why do you think you don't want to fast? Huh? Why do you think fasting is so hard for you to do? Because self wants to be in control. When you're fasting, you're saying, self, no, you're not in control, right? I will not eat that bread. I will not drink that drink. Why? Because I want to get closer to the Lord Jesus. Huh? I'm beating my body. Huh? I'm bringing my body up under what? Subjection. Subjection to what? To the will of Jesus. Huh? Not the will of the flesh, the will of Jesus, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Scripture says that. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Huh? Unto them that do what? Look for him. Shall he appear the what? The second time. Without sin. Uh-huh. Did everybody see that? What does the verse before that or after that say? That's what I wanted. What is that? 27. See, what do I have? I have an appointment with death. Everybody understand that? I'd heard some people say, I think Sister was saying, she said she won't be here Thursday because she said, I got an appointment. You know, that's something that means someone scheduled that thing. They put that thing on the calendar and a time. That's an appointment. Just like you got an appointment to go to the dentist, to go to the doctor, to go to all of this stuff. You got an appointment with death. Huh? I didn't say it. It's in your book. Verse number 27:9. It says, as it is appointed unto what? See, you don't die my mistake. You got an appointment. Huh? That woman that got hit by that car. Huh? You say, Elder Scudder, if she had not been there, she would not have died. No, that's not true. Because she has an appointment with death. That means when the Lord calls, you are going to answer. Somebody else got hit by a car worse than she did, and they're still living. You say, well, how are they living and she's dead? It could have been the impact. No, no, no. The scripture says there's only one that appoints the bounds. Huh? There's only one that appoints the bounds. Who is that one? That one is Jesus. By him all things consist, and he is before all things, right? He is the one that calls, and you've got to do what? Answer. You got to answer when Jesus calls you. That's why you just got to make it up in your mind. I got to make sure I focus on my soul. Why? Somebody say, well, what you got to focus on your soul so hard for? Because I got an appointment. I got an appointment with death. Huh? Come on. I know y'all don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. Huh? You worried about that and other appointments, but this is the number one appointment. This is the appointment that you better have at the top of your list. This is the one you better write on each calendar for the rest of your life. You got to look at that calendar when the new month comes in and look at each day and say, today, my day may be on this calendar. Lord Jesus, I do not know. Huh? I do not know the day nor the hour. But you've already told me I've got an appointment with death, right? Y'all believe that? Huh? I know folks don't want to look at that, but you better look at it like that. You have an appointment with death. I didn't say it. It's in your book. As it is appointed unto what? Unto men wants to do what? In other words, you don't do this over and over again. There is no coming back. There is no reincarnation. There's no coming back as a bird or a bumblebee or a cat or a dog. It is appointed unto men once to die, right? And after you die, it's time to be judged, right? How are they going to judge you? By righteousness, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
By righteousness. Huh? And if you're in your sin, you're not going to be ready, right? If you're in sin, you're not going to be ready. You're going to have to face sin's judgment. Huh? Say, Elder Scott, why do I need to get out of sin? So you won't face that judgment. I don't want nothing to do with sin, right? Why? Because the wage of it is death. I don't want anything to do with sin. Not in my life. Why? Because the wage of it is death. And I don't want to die, right? Jesus said, I'm coming that you might have life. I ought to want to live, right? That's the truth. I don't want to die. Some people have made up their mind that they want to die. When you look at the choices that they make, the decisions, you look at them, you say, I feel sorry for you. Why you feel sorry for me? Because you're saying you want to die. Huh? No, I ain't. Yes, you are. You're being a coward. Why are you being a coward? Because you're not paying attention to your actions. Your actions are saying, Lord, kill me. Huh? That's what your actions are saying. You're saying, Lord, kill me. What are you waiting for? Jesus, kill me. Huh? Your actions are saying that. Why? Because you won't turn from sin. Huh? Scripture says, if the wicked do what? Turn from all his sin. That he have done what? Committed. You got to realize the stuff that you've been doing is wrong. Stop making excuses for it. It's wrong. Because you've been doing it, you deserve death.
Amen.
That's why it makes you appreciate. When somebody say, get on your knees and call Jesus,
you
appreciate that thing. Why? Because you realize if it was not for the name of Jesus, I would have to die in my sin. Huh? If it wasn't for the name, I would have to die in my sin. But God took the time to give us a name, which is above what? Every name. And that name is for the salvation of my soul, right?
Thank you, Lord.
What kind of name say that whosoever should call it can be saved? Saved from what? Saved from sin, right? Huh? Nobody but the devil would try to keep that name off your lips. Nobody but the devil would try to make you feel ashamed and bashful when it's time for you to get on your knees and call on his name. Nobody but the devil will make you think you're wasting time and energy by getting on your knees, huh? By humbling yourself before the life giver and taking the time to call him by his name, right? But you realize the world didn't have a name before. Moses asked for a name, and God would not give him a name. All he said was, I am that I am. But you're living in a day and time where the Lord gave you a name, right? He gave you the name.
That's the name. Jesus.
And why would I let the devil silence my lips?
That's it.
To say, stop saying Jesus.
Thank you.
When I realize that's the only name. Huh? Can no other name save you?
No.
Don't you realize them Jehovah's Witnesses are going to hell? Why? Because they're not preaching the name Jesus. They're going around in the earth preaching a name that has no power. Jehovah has no name. It's not a name given to mankind. The name under heaven given among men is the name of Jesus, right?
Thank you. Jesus. Yes, Lord.
That devil don't want them to call Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wants them to go around preaching and teaching Jehovah. Knowing that that name will never save you. That name will never save you. That name don't remove no sin. Huh? Only name removes sin is the name of Jesus. We go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. Huh? He said repentance and remission of sin should be preached in my name, right? That's what makes him the author of my faith. Huh? He's the one that starts my faith. I don't even have worthy faith until I get the name, right? My faith is no good until I get the name of Jesus. You've been using your whole life's faith, putting it in all of your trust in this stuff. and you still coming up zero. Huh? You still have nothing to show for it. But when you put your trust in Jesus, huh? He makes a significant change in your life. He gives you something that this world can't give you. Peace, joy, love, right? You can't get that out there in that world, but you sure can get it in Jesus, right? You can get that in Jesus, but you got to exercise some faith. You got to put your trust in Jesus. You got to rely. I can't make you do it. I can preach it till I'm blue in my face. But the only one that can really have it is you. Right? I tell you, call on Jesus. But Paul said, how you going to call on him in whom you have not heard? Huh? That's why the devil don't want you to come to church. Because he knows every time you come in these doors, you're going to hear something. Huh? You're going to hear something significant. Huh? Something that's going to help your soul. Right? Whether it's a prayer service, a Bible study, or we're around here cleaning the church, you're still going to hear something that's going to benefit your soul, right? It's going to encourage you to call on Jesus. How shall they call on him in whom they have not heard? Huh? Or in whom they have not believed. Go over to Romans chapter number 10 really quick. 10:13, really quick. Romans 10:13. That's why I know y'all say, you done gave us this paper. You ain't said nothing. All that. I'm going all around this paper. If you pay attention, I'm all in it. I'm in there somewhere. You're going to find where I'm at. Huh? I'm adding something to it so you can add something on your paper. Right? Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Huh? Come on. Do y'all want this? I want this kind of salvation. I want to be saved. Huh? I don't want to be lost. I want to be saved. And the Lord done told me, whosoever should do what? Call on the name of the Lord shall. I need to know what the name of the Lord is. The name of the Lord is Jesus, right? Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of what? Jesus. Every knee should bow. Every tongue shall confess. Things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. That Jesus Christ is what? Lord. Huh? Don't you not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have what? You didn't even make yourself. Y'all understand that? You didn't even put yourself in your mama's womb. You didn't even give your mama's womb strength to bring you out into life. Jesus is the one that gave you breath and the activities of your limbs. Just that in him we live and move and have our being, right? He's the length of our days, right? That's the only reason why I've seen 46 years. It's because of Jesus. Y'all believe that? Whatever your age is, the only reason you see it is because of Jesus. Now, what you do with it is on you, right? But he's the reason why you see the number you are. Huh? Come on, those that have reached the promise. Lord gave you 70. That's only 70. And here you talking about I'll be 80 next year? That looked like a blessing to me. Huh? Why? The Lord said, by reason of strength. Huh? By reason of strength. Don't you know it's some strong people in the earth that still have not submitted to the name of Jesus? They're walking around the earth celebrating living 100 years and still in that sin, right? You're blessed when you got a mind to be saved, right? Whosoever shall call on the name. Huh? Thank the Lord. Lord woke me up out of my sleep one day and gave me a mind to humble myself and call on the name of Jesus. Call him for how long? Until I was endued with power from way on high. This power is not of the earth. It comes from heaven itself, right? Power, you got the Holy Ghost. You got a gift from heaven. You got a heavenly gift. This ain't no gift you can buy from the mall. Huh? You can't buy this from no strip mall or no store. You got to get this from heaven. That's why you got to humble yourself. Humble yourself. Lift up holy hands. Lift up holy hands to the Lord. Call on his name, right? Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, right? And don't you stop calling him until he answers, right? Till the Lord answers you by fire. till the Lord takes your sacrifice and burns it up. Amen, Lord Jesus. That's how you know the sacrifice is accepted. Because the Lord allows the fire from heaven to come down and burn the sacrifice up. Huh? Don't you know when they received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost? Lord burnt them up. Isn't that amazing? Their soul is on fire. Huh? Their soul is on fire. Yet their body remained right intact. Just like he did at the burning bush for Moses. Moses said, I feel the heat. Huh? That's why I thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. I feel the heat. Huh? I feel the power of Jesus moving in my body. Yet my body stays intact, right? Huh? That let me know my sacrifice is acceptable. That means you cannot stop calling Jesus until the Lord accepts your sacrifice. When will he accept it? When he burns your body up, right? When he sets your soul on fire, right? Huh? Lord, set your soul on fire. That's when you know he's accepted the sacrifice. Set your soul on fire, and that fire rests on you. It don't move away from you. It sits there. It sits there, and it takes control. Huh? That fire takes control. It starts in your tongue. Huh? Lord, loose the shackles of sin from off of your tongue. And with your tongue, you begin to bless the name of Jesus. You don't hate the name. You bless the name. You exalt, you glorify the name, right? That's true. You praise and you magnify the name. Then that fire loose the shackles from off of your wrists and off of your ankles. Huh? Then it begin to quicken your mortal body. That's why you can't play with this thing. You got to make sure you have the Holy Ghost like you're supposed to have it. Until he quickens your mortal body. Let you know you're not dead, but what alive, right? And your life is hidden in Jesus, right? He is your life, right? He is your life. Not this stuff down here. Jesus is your life, right? That's when you know you've got the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus is now your what? Your life. The life I live because of him that loved me and washed me from my sin, right? That's the truth. That's why I can go around and say I'm not myself. I don't belong to me no more. I have been bought with a what? Huh? Even though sin tempts me all day long, I look at temptation in the face and say, no, I don't belong to you. I have been bought with a price, right? I don't belong to myself. That's right. I feel sorry for them folk walking around thinking they own themselves. You don't own nothing. When the Lord say all souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Huh? That means you don't own nothing. Right? Only thing you can do is ask the Lord to be merciful. Jesus, give me a mind. Jesus, give me a mind to be saved. Help me to see when you're trying to save me. Some folk can't see the Lord is trying to save them. They can't see it. They're right at salvation's door and they cannot see it. That let me know the devil got a hold of your mind. Why? Because he blinds your mind to where you cannot see what you need to see. That's going to help you in the long run. And that's that name of Jesus. So say, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right? Why would you let the enemy rob you from that promise? That opportunity to get your soul saved. How many people laying up in their beds right now and miss the whole opportunity that is laid out before them? Come on in here and call on the name of Jesus. Huh? That's the truth. That's all we preaching is the name of Jesus. I'm going to get a little bit further into the message, but I want you to see that's all you're hearing is the name of Jesus. And nobody but the devil would tell you to stay home. When you can hear a name that's going to save you. Save you from what? Your sin, right? It's your sin. It ain't mine. I had a mind to let mine go. I had a mind to say, Jesus, you bear my sin. How'd you tell the Lord that? Because I said, Lord, take me down in the water. In your precious name. I was buried with him by baptism. Huh? He told me when I come up out that water, walk in the newness of life. Huh? No longer looking at the earth like it is. I'm looking at it for what it can be. Lord done told me, don't be satisfied down here. This is thorns. This is spoiled grace. Lord said, I got a new heaven and a new earth for you. A land flowing with what? Milk and honey. Huh? You just traveling through this. Don't get sidetracked by why you're traveling. I'm just traveling through this. One day the Lord is going to call me out of this. But where will I be when he calls me, right? Where will I be at? I got to prepare for it. Huh? You say, Elder God, I want to go back with Jesus. Man, you got to prepare for it. Huh? You got to prepare to go back with the Lord. Just like you had to prepare yourself to get here this morning, you got to prepare to go back with Jesus. That's the truth. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
How then shall they call?
This is what I want you to see this. How then shall they call on him? Ain't that the problem? The devil doesn't want you to exercise faith in the name. Remember, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The devil doesn't want you to exercise faith in the name. Because he knows faith in the name will start your salvation. He doesn't want you to be saved. So anything he can do to keep you or to prevent you or to delay you from getting your soul saved, he's winning the battle. Right? He's right on mission. Say, well, Scott, I don't want him to be on mission. Not on my soul. You got to interrupt his program then. Huh? Remember what the beginning of the bottom of your bulletin says? What I have to interrupt the program of Satan. Huh? What is his program? Wickedness. Don't you realize wickedness is all in the earth? These are the children of disobedience. Y'all believe that? When you look at these young folk, they are disobedient. And they're not going to get better. Their mamas and their daddies are disobedient. Huh? Huh? You got one wicked bringing in another generation of wicked. Somebody has got to bring an end to the madness. Only one that can stop it is Jesus, right? You got to bring an end. You got to throw a monkey wrench in this program. And the only way you can do that is you got to follow Jesus' plan. The bottom of your bulletin tells you how to throw a monkey wrench in the program. But if the wicked should do what? Huh? Not some of it. Not some of it. He's got to be willing to let it all go, right? Everything wrong about you, you got to let that stuff go. And then when you let that stuff go, you can't sit there empty. You just can't sit there and say, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do. Read a little bit more. And the Lord said, keep all of his statutes, right? Huh? And do what is what? Lawful and right. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? But it's up to you. It's up to the individual. The individual has got to come to this conclusion that they want to live. And you got to do it for yourself. You got to realize I came in this world by myself. And I'm going to leave. I don't care how many brothers and sisters you got. You came in this world by your who? Ain't that something? I know you be trying to hang around your brothers and your sisters. Say, oh, when you was children, you played them games. Such and such did it too. Such and such said it too. Such and such went there too. But at the end of the day, the belt hit you. Huh? When that belt swung from the air, it hit you. So he was trying to teach you a valuable lesson. You are going to be judged by yourself. This is not a team effort. Huh? Even though you tried to make a team, Lord said, this is not a team effort. That's what happened when them folk go to jail. They try to bring in everybody they knew. I wasn't the only one on the corner selling drugs. Such was there. He was hiding in the house. He drove the drugs over here to me in the car. He the one passing him to the judge said, I got you. Huh? You going to jail by yourself, right? Can I work out a deal? See, after the devil mess up these folks' minds. They think that they can deal their way out of sin. And it's going to make judgment light. Not with Jesus. With the world, amen. It might happen down here. But with Jesus, when he says you going to hell, you're going to hell, right? Huh? That's true. When the Lord says you going to hell, you're going.
You're not going to be able to talk your way out of it. I'm going to tell you how serious this thing is. You're not going to even be able to negotiate with Jesus. This thing is going to happen so quick and fast. You're just going to wake up one day. You're going to be blinking. And the next time you blink your eyes, you're going to be in hell. You're not going to even be able to say, whoa, what happened? How did I get here? You know how you got there. Huh? You still in your sin. Huh? Oh, that Jesus, I'm sorry. So what? You sure is sorry. Huh? You sure is sorry. Because I gave you all of them days to get your soul right. Huh? Didn't he tell the rich man that? You had your whole lifetime to get your soul right, right? You made choices. You made decisions. And the Lord called you a what? A fool. Huh? He said, this day, your soul should be required of you. Huh? Not your stuff. Not your barley and your wheat and your bonds and your wives and your concubines. He said, your soul. Huh? But I was doing the do. I was so good at it. The Lord said, the do is going to stay right here on the earth. And they're going to bury the do and it's going back to the dirt. Huh? But the real you. Huh? What is the real me? Your soul. That's the new slang with the earth. New slang is they ask these people, how many bodies you got? I mean, how many people they slept with? How many bodies you got on your name? And you don't even realize what the devil is setting you up for. The devil is labeling you as a murderer. That's usually what bodies mean, how many people you've killed. And when they come and ask these folk that kill people, that they get upset. You see them on camera? What you talking about, man? You don't ask me no questions like that on no television. Get that camera away from me because they know. I'm saying, like, what you think I'm talking about, man? I'm talking about sex. I ain't talking about killing. Oh. Oh. You done gave yourself up, brother. You a killer walking on the earth. Huh? But to be associated, they're the same things. See, that's to let you see fornication is still death. Huh? Adultery is still what? Death. Huh? And the devil is not trying. He's labeling you how many bodies you got. And they walk around with pride. Oh, man. Let me see. Don't you realize the wage of it? Huh? The wage of it is death. Huh? And the devil doesn't want you to turn from it. Because he wants you to do what? Die. Huh? What did the thief come for? The thief cometh not but for to do what? Steal. He doesn't want you to live. He wants you to die in your sin. That's all he... If you allow him to finish out his mission, you're going to be the loser. Because the world is going to keep on going. Everyone you think that you... You're hanging around. You said they can't hang out without me. They can't make it without me. Look, the world keeps right on moving, with or without you. But you have to make it up in your mind, my soul is too valuable for this foolishness. I want my soul to live. Huh? And the question is, how are you defining life? What is life? Is life the money? Is life the cars or the homes? Sure enough, oh man, you just don't understand. Such and such is living. Got a beautiful house, beautiful cars, lots of money, he's owning all these businesses. He's living. But where will his soul be at? Where will the soul be at when it's dead? You can't tell me he's not blessed. How is he blessed when his soul is still infected by sin? Is he not going to wind up in the same hell as the homeless person? Or as the poor? Or as the drug addict? Huh? People that you look down on. You look down on, oh, they dirty. I'm not like them. Huh? See, y'all, that's why I love these snakes. Because it's a snake for each and every one of you. Huh? It's a snake for each and every one of you. Huh? And the only one that can deliver you from that stuff. Huh? That's the truth. Why the Lord said, if your name ain't found written in that book, you're not going to go back with him. Everyone whose name is not found written was cast into the lake of fire. That lake of fire was burned with what? Fire and brimstone. Huh? So how can you call on him in whom you have not what? Believed. And how shall you believe on him whom you have not what? See how the devil doesn't? Why? You say within yourself, what is preventing me from getting into church? Huh? Because the devil doesn't want you to hear Jesus. Ask yourself this stuff. You know what you hear when you're at home. You know what's around you. He said, not me. I forgot this thing. Check me. No, you don't. You might listen to it for a little while out of the day. The radio may be on, but you may not be listening to it. Huh? Yes, I am. You can't tell me. No, it ain't whether I say it or not. You need to be honest with yourself. Right. What am I doing when I'm at home? Am I hearing Jesus? Not when you ain't got nobody saved next to you. Those of you that got unsaved loved ones, you know it. You know all the devilment that they try to keep filling in your mind. A bunch of murmuring and complaining. They ain't encouraging you. Let's go pray a little while. Let's call Jesus through all this stuff. They ain't saying that to you. Huh? That's the truth. They in that sin. Only thing a sinner know to do is a bunch of what? The devil don't want you to get in these walls. Because he knows when you get in these walls, you're going to hear the name. Right? And that you hearing that name is going to affect your faith. Right? Remember, how shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him and whom they have not what? And how shall they hear? I don't think you should be talking about your pastor like that. Every time I turn around, it's always Elder Scudder, Elder Scudder, Elder Scudder. First of all, I ain't tell them to mention my name that way. Man, if I could get a dollar for every time somebody said my name, maybe I wouldn't have to work. But you say it because you just respect me as your pastor. But don't let those that have no respect for me mess you up. Because you respect me. Because you have what? Understanding. You understand what Elder Scudder, he watches for my soul. These other demons out here trying to kill my soul. And this man is here trying to what? Watch him. He wants my soul to live. Right? Huh? Y'all understand the difference between me and them?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
I'm trying to help you to avoid mess.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
None of the stuff I'm telling you do I get not one dime in my pocket for.
Jesus.
Only way I get money is I got to work for it.
Yeah.
And what I'm giving you is not my job. Right. This is my calling. Right. This is not my job.
Right.
Thank the Lord I'm employed by the state of Pennsylvania. They pay me. But my calling is to shepherd over the Lord's flock. Right?
Yes.
I can only do that by living among you. Huh? I can't shepherd over you from a distance. Huh? I got to be able to warn you when the wolf is coming. Huh? Huh? Some of you, the wolf had you by the neck. And if I didn't say nothing to you, you'd be dead. You know how you was before I brought you in the office and started talking to you. You felt death's grip on your neck. And if I didn't call it out, say, look, what you're doing is wrong. I don't care how you look at it, how you justify it, it's wrong. And if you don't stop it, it's going to get the best of you. That woman's like, why did you tell the church? I almost killed them. I had them with one foot out the door. They didn't even see it. But the Lord's watchman. That's what the Lord's watchman does. He sees the wolf. And he warns you. I am not a hireling. You did not hire me. Right? You did not vote me in. I said, you know, that ain't no kind of church.
That's a job, but somebody has to hire you. Just like they hire you, they can fire you. You can't fire me. I don't care how much you don't like what I preach. You can't fire me. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Well, I ain't going to come to church no more. It's a lot of folks didn't come no more. I got a Rolodex full of people that said, I ain't coming no more. Yet the doors are still open. Huh? The lights are still on, right? They'll let you know don't ruin nothing. Right? Lord will raise up new ones. New sheep that want to be saved, right? That's the truth. Is that the truth? They come from out of nowhere. And some of you, I never even knew you were on the earth. Right? I didn't even know you existed. Never heard the name Zuba before. Never heard that name before. Yet, here you are. Right? Yet, here you are. Didn't even know you existed. That's how you can tell it was nobody but Jesus. That brings you into what? His fold. Right? He's the shepherd of our soul. He brings you into his fold. And he says, this is your shepherd. Right? Huh? Your shepherd is going to lead you and guide you. Huh? Huh? Follow him. Follow him. Right? He watches for your soul. Right? Submit yourself to him. Right? Don't be no bullheaded sheep. Submit yourself to him. Right? He tell you to lay down, lay down. Why do I need to lay down? Because he needs to anoint you. Huh? That devil done injured you. You need to be anointed, right? Yeah. I need you to stop doing this for a little while, brother and sister, and concentrate on your soul for a little while. You don't want me to do nothing in the church? I can't stand you, Elder Scudder. Only watching for your soul. Only watching for your soul. Well, if I stop singing, we ain't going to have nobody to sing. Elder Scudder can do it all. I can play the piano and I can sing all by myself. Huh? I said, yeah, you can. Yes, I can. We don't even have to have no piano. I can get right up and stand and lead the devotional service all by myself. Huh? We did it in Sister Sanders' home. Yeah. Well, y'all got here, we had a whole service right in the living room. No piano. Praising Jesus hard. Thanking Jesus hard. Praying that the Lord would send forth the laborers. And did he do it? Look at you. Look at you. Somebody prayed you through. Huh? Somebody prayed for you to get right where you are. And it was nobody but Jesus that brought you. Huh? But you got to, don't ever let the devil make you get so big-headed and make you think that this is all because of you. Remember, the Lord builds his church. Huh? He doesn't need anybody, right? This is his earth, right? Scripture said the earth is his, right? And the fullness, the world and what? They, you, and that's me and the world they're in, right? He is the one that does what founded it. He gives us all the things that we have, saints. So how shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without that preacher? And how shall he preach except the Lord do what? And how can I tell Elder Scudder if Jesus has sent you? Look at Elder Scudder's feet. Look at the life that he lives. Right? I can tell you flat-footed, look at my life. And what do you see when you see me? Something beautiful. Right? And I ain't talking about the way I look. There should be a glow or aura. Huh? You should feel good to be around. That's nobody would say, I feel good to be around you. That's the Jesus in me. In the same way Jesus is in me, he ought to be in you too. Something wrong with you when saints can't stand to be around you. Or you can't stand to be around the saints. Something is wrong both ways. Right? Because the love of Jesus in me and the love of Jesus in you should make this relationship easy. Right? Right? When there's conflict, it's because sin. Because malice and guile is there. And the Lord told you to get rid of all of that stuff. Right? Anything that would divide, get rid of anything that would divide. Right? Scripture said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the what? That you may prove what is what? Good, acceptable, and the perfect what? That's right. That's right. How beautiful are the feet of them that do what?
That preach the gospel.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But they have not all obeyed.
Hold up. Don't you let this be said about you. Everybody that hears this message is not going to believe in it. That's what that verse says. What did that verse say? All of them have not obeyed.
For Isaiah said, those who have believed.
Who have believed our report.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what?
By the word of God.
That's right. That's what you need to be listening to. You need to be listening to what thus saith the Lord. The messages, the advice, the encouragement, it needs to come from Jesus. That's why I told you all, know how to deal with discouragement. You're going to deal with discouragement the way that the world deals with it. You look at all them snake bites. That's how the world deals with discouragement. They want to lash out at you. They feeling bad. Now they want you to feel bad. But you don't respond the way the world responds. World be wicked. You hold your peace. Right? I said I will take heed to what? My ways. That I sin not with what? World cusses you out. They cussed out Jesus. But he opened not his mouth. Right? You don't realize the world's mouths are like a deadly asp. It's full of deadly poison. If you're not careful, they'll try to infect you. Those snake bites represent infection. That's why that stuff comes on you. It's to infect you. The quality of your life. The quality of your faith. Devil allows these things to grab hold of us because he knows it impacts our faith. He knows without faith, it's impossible to please Jesus. He that cometh to Jesus must believe that he what? And that he's a rewarder of them that do what? That's what the devil is trying to affect right there. He doesn't want you to be diligent or consistent in your pursuit of Jesus. He wants to affect your appetite. He doesn't want you to have a hunger and a thirst for Jesus. He wants you to be focused on the stuff that the world does. Remember? What the Gentiles seek after. What do they seek after? What I'm going to wear. What I'm going to drink. What I'm going to eat. Where are we going out to eat today? What did you fix? What did you fix? All about your belly. Your God has become your belly. That's the truth. Oh, yeah, we are all guilty of it. And that's why we need the Lord to help us to get back on track. And to help us to do what? Hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. That's the only way we're going to be filled, saints. You eat this stuff out here, this stuff don't fill you up. Just as fast as it come in you and go out of you. And there you back in the refrigerator again, right? Staring. Just look. Open it up, just looking at it. Like my wife, she'll go in there. I'd be wondering, what the devil you doing? And I see her, I said, oh, she hot. He never will be satisfied. Only one that can bring contentment to your soul is the Lord Jesus, right? Trust y'all got something out of the way. I'm not going to hold you up. I didn't even get over to Job. Hold your finger there because I'm going to come back to it next week. Job chapter number 14. That's a good one. We need to know again what's going to happen to me once I stop breathing. And am I ready for it? If I'm not ready for it, I better get myself ready. I better prepare myself and get myself ready. Because remember, that's the unknown, right? You don't know when the Lord is going to call you. But he does tell you to be what? Be ready, right? Be ready.